This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, September 20th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Ways and Means Chief talks trade, tax policy. Vilsack calls out Bozeman, and General Mills teams up to cut carbon. Key Republican defends Trump, Biden-Harris out to lunch on trade. Chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, Jason Smith, our guest on AgriPulse Newsmakers this week. He talks about the tax issues facing Congress next year and the differences between former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris when it comes to trade as well as tax policy. Farm groups are concerned about Trump's threat to increase tariffs on U.S. trading partners. But Smith says Trump was very aggressive as president and trying to open up new markets for U.S. ag products and would be during a second term as well. Smith said we have an administration that is out to lunch, that is not openly trying to open up more markets for our farmers and manufacturers. Smith also talks about the expiring provisions of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act and pushes back on Harris' pledge not to increase taxes on Americans making less than $400,000 a year. Harris hasn't come up with a way to do that, Smith says. The Smith interview plus a discussion on the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act with two tax policy experts is available today at AgriPulse.com. Vilsack calls Bozeman comments on CCC ironic. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is needling Senator John Bozeman of Arkansas, the ranking member of the Senate Agriculture Committee, for comments the senator made this week praising previous Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue's use of the Commodity Credit Corporation. During floor remarks calling for emergency assistance to farmers this year, Bozeman said, quote, "We have seen previous ad hoc assistance programs established in a period of weeks, as demonstrated by then-Secretary Perdue when the COVID-19 pandemic created disruptions for producers. That level of timely and urgent response by Congress and the administration is once again warranted." Vilsack told reporters yesterday, quote, "I'm sure the senator knows this, but just a reminder, that's the reason why Secretary Perdue tapped the Commodity Credit Corporation and literally drained the CCC, which forced Congress to replenish the money. It was because of the tariffs that were assessed by the previous administration that caused a collapse in the farm income. It's a bit ironic when, on the other hand, they want to restrain the ability of a secretary to utilize the resources for certain circumstances and situations that arise, while at the same time touting the utilization of a rather substantial investment made from the CCC," Vilsack said, referring to Republican proposals to limit the Ag Secretary's authority to use the CCC. Republicans argue Vilsack has misused the CCC in tapping it to fund the $3 billion Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities initiative. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Edge says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. General Mills, Ahold Delhaize team up on new conservation effort. Food manufacturer General Mills and supermarket giant Ahold Delhaize USA have announced plans to help farmers implement conservation practices like cover crops and nutrient management on over 70,000 acres of farmland in both Kansas and Saskatchewan, Canada by 2025. The efforts are part of a company's plans to reduce the carbon footprint of their supply chains. The affected land, quote, represents the approximate number of acres General Mills engages to source key ingredients like wheat and oats for the products it sells at Ahold Delhaize USA stores, according to the release. The nonprofit Ecosystem Service Market Consortium will help implement the program, as well as taking soil carbon measurements and modeling estimated greenhouse gas emissions. Lawmakers, wine wholesalers, ask for more time on organic certification rule. My partisan group of lawmakers has joined the Wine and Spirits Wholesalers of America in asking USDA's National Organic Program to further extend its grace period for an organic certification rule to prevent interruptions in the international commerce of wine and spirits. The strengthening organic enforcement rule went into effect in March, requires importers of organic wine and spirits to obtain certification through a USDA-accredited certifier. Many of these importers were previously exempted from certification prior to the rule and are now facing a long wait list, lawmakers wrote in a letter to NOP. NOP allowed for a grace period until September 19th for importers in the process of obtaining certification. However, certifiers have a backlog of over 4 months, the lawmakers say in a letter. They want NOP to extend the grace period by another 120 days. Rural economic conditions worsening, according to Creighton survey. Weak agriculture commodity prices, high input costs, and falling agricultural equipment sales have pushed one survey's rural economic readings to the lowest level seen since the pandemic. Creighton's Rural Main Street Index, an analysis of rural economic conditions based on 10-state survey of bank CEOs, sank to 37.5 in September, that from 40.9 in August. It's the lowest reading since the seen in the index, which ranges between 0 and 100, with 50 representing a growth-neutral rural economy since the spring of 2020. Here's today's final word. Bank CEOs surveyed expect farmland prices to drop by 5.3% over the next 12 months. Of greater concern, approximately one-fourth of bankers anticipate a 10 to 20% downturn in farmland prices over the next year. That according to Creighton University economist Ernie Voss. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, September 20th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nellie.